This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Occasionally, I do a lot of stuff with the truth about guns. Dan Zimmerman and I have known each other for quite some time. Some of his riders and I, we know each other. My next guest is one of his riders, and I know her mom. But she is proving to be a breath of fresh air out there in a sea of young people her age. She seems to have an understanding that is probably a little bit beyond her age. So joining me for the first time is Grace Stevens. Good afternoon, young lady.
Good afternoon. How are you, Bill?
I'm good. I am good to go. The only problem I've got today, Grace, is that when I went normally, like for the podcast part of this show, you know, after the live show happens and I publish a podcast for the people that it's not available and wherever they're listening on the radio, I couldn't find a picture of you at all, so I have to use the T-Tag logo. That's okay. Horrible.
It's all right.
So, anyway, having said that, let's talk about one of your articles where you get out there. Silly gun owners, you're better off running than using a gun to defend yourself. Tell me about this.
Oh, yeah. So in this case, there was an officer that was recommending that instead of people defending themselves with their firearm, and instead they were recommending that they actually run away or try and evade instead. And, of course, you should call the police, but then you should defend yourself before you do anything else.
It's a very interesting article. And some of this is a quote, right? Even after controlling for poverty, unemployment, college education, population density, race, and non-firearm deaths, they found that states with tighter gun control see fewer gun suicides and homicides. What exactly are they looking at?
I'm not 100% sure. But I think that they definitely have a view of seeing, as the next quote says, guns by definition are instruments of violence instead of protection and tools as we see it typically. And there's definitely concern seeing that there's recommendations to run instead of defend yourself.
Just so you know, on the other end there, Mr. Jason, right now I am being rocked. So, Grace, if I all of a sudden drop off, it's not because I don't like you. We got a bunch of weather happening here. We got knocked off last night, right at the last 10 seconds. So right now, I got a bunch of stuff happening here. It's very, very, it's very exciting. Very exciting to be here. Typically, now, are you in Austin as well with Truth About Guns, or are you remote?
I am remote, and I'm still in Texas, but working remote at a city a couple hours away.
So, in an area like yours, I mean, the kind of crime that just happened to Uvalde, for example, sort of an outlier. Because you guys led the nation in having teachers armed. 30% of Texas allows teachers to be armed. But the viewpoint that she has about, you know, understanding having a rifle to protect the sheep and the cows and the chickens, or having a gun to hunt with. How narrow of you? What kind of insulated bubble does somebody? This what's this pilgrim's name? Is it what's the first name?
Christine
Clark.
First name. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And her claim to fame is what?
It's definitely she just seems to see that if guns are used as tools, it can only be used for things like hunting and, like she was explaining, like farmers protecting their animals. But what happens when you need to protect yourself next? And it can be used as a tool in that case as well. And I think she neglects to see that there are cases where it's definitely needed to protect yourself, and it's not only these violent crimes that are just blasted on the media.
Now, when you're researching this stuff, do you ever actually interview any of these people that come up with this nonsense?
No, I haven't had the availability to do that yet.
Because I've always wanted to ask one of them, okay, so do you believe the CDC should do more research about gun violence because that leads them into a trap? Because in 2013 they did. Are you aware of it? 2013. Let's see. That was, so you would have probably been like 9. Are you aware of the study in 2013?
I may have heard some things similar to it, but I couldn't recall the exact study.
Well, it wasn't really a study. What it was in 2013, they tried to pass universal background checks after Sandy Hook. And none of that passed that particular day. So President Barack Obama had a crying jag in the Rose Garden, and he did 23 executive actions. And one of them was to have the CDC study gun violence. And heretofore, there had been studies by Gary Kleck calling, you know, saying there's 2.5 million gun defensive gun uses, corroborated by John Lott. During the time of Clinton's, they found 1.3 million defensive gun uses. CDC comes out in 2013 with 3 million defensive gun uses per year. That was their figure, CDC, which I'm almost certain that she would probably say, we should allow them to study gun violence so we can find a solution to it. Does anybody ever get out there and actually even acknowledge that people use guns in self-defense?
No, it's hard to even find that information on the media sometimes of positive cases of self-defense. Typically, the media seems to focus heavily just on the crimes such as what happened in Texas this week. But instead, it's harder to find cases where these gun owners are actually protecting themselves, because it's just harder to get it through in the media, seems to be.
Right. You seem to have a really good grasp on the undercurrent. Are you just that aware at your age, because you're 19? Is that right?
18, yes, 19? I'm 19.
19 years old?
I've definitely put in a bit of time looking into this stuff, and especially being raised around the gun community. I've learned plenty growing up, so it's kind of just part of my life at this point, and Understanding how the media handles these kinds of things has been a huge focus. Especially, I was even in speech in high school, and that was a huge topic for me.
Gives me hope, young lady. Gives me hope. My youngest son is 31 years old, so I don't even know where that comes in your generation, but I've been looking at your generation with a little bit of trepidation. But if you're out there doing that stuff, I'm sure you're not alone. That's some good stuff. You can find Grace's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. Just go there. Her byline is going to be on one of those articles. Click it. And just like I did, because we're going to go through a bunch of her articles in the next little bit here, thetruthaboutguns.com, one of the most prolific websites of its type when it comes to the gun culture. My guest is Grace Stevens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. I am pleased to have, for the first time on the show, a young writer from the truthaboutguns.com. Her name is Grace Stevens. Grace, I know it's a while before you have to worry about this, but do you want to know one of the really cool things about getting older?
What is it?
Somebody breaks into my house. Nobody expects me to run away. Too old to run away. And to this end, you have an article, Florida Grandma Has Second Thoughts. She killed a home invader. What happened to this lady? Why is she having second thoughts?
Well, in Florida, an invader decided to come into her home, and her partner ended up actually firing a warning shot, followed by her arming herself and firing a warning shot. And after the intruder still did not respond to both firing warning shots as well as her even trying to beat him away with a broom, she ended up having to fire at him as he ran towards her and ended up hurting him and killing him in the process in self-defense. And she does have concerns about it, but she said she would do it again if she had to protect herself and her partner.
So I guess her regret is just having to take life at all, right? Was that what it boiled down to?
Yes.
I don't know. You know, I call me old-fashioned. When I'm sitting in my house, and I think about this, when you and your mom were sitting in your house when you were a little girl, minding nobody's business, you're just minding your own business. Maybe she made you. What did you like for your mom to make for dinner when you were a little girl?
I've always loved her thin steaks and anything with the game meat that we've gotten. I've really enjoyed since I was a kid.
So she's made that. Maybe it's like on a Friday or something. The weekend's over. Maybe it's Christmas vacation or summer vacation, whatever it is. And here you are, your mom, you, whoever else was living with you, because I don't know who else would have been living with you at the time. And then suddenly while you're sitting there enjoying your meal and your afternoon and your evening and maybe watching a movie on TV after that great meal, somebody kicks in the door with the intent to, at the very least, rob you, if not hurt you. And your mom has to make a split-second decision. Well, is he here to hurt us or to just rob us? I don't know. I have to deal with it in the extreme. That's pretty much the way you got to go, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, because you have no idea what their intentions are. And especially with family and protecting yourself, it comes down to what do I need to do to prevent any harm from happening in this situation to me and my family.
Now, at your age, you can't carry a concealed weapon yet, can you? Or can you?
No, not yet. Not yet.
When that day comes, I'm sure that, I'm sure you have shot a few things in your time. When that day comes, have you decided what's going to be your self-defense weapon? The first one you pick up?
Well, I definitely would go towards what my first handgun was that I've ever really used a lot, which was the Ruger SR 1911 in 9mm.
Wow.
I love that handgun. It is great.
So you like 1911s, huh?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, that's splendid. Now you're in Texas. You should go over to make friends at Staccato. I could introduce you if you'd like to do that.
Oh yeah, maybe.
do you know what Staccato builds?
I'm not 100% sure.
They build 2011s. They build double stack 1911s in 9mm. They used to be called STI. Since they have revamped themselves, they've become, now there's a lot of law enforcement agencies adopting their guns because they're just that good. They found a sweet spot as far as tolerance and reliability to where as long as they keep it, you know, it goes no higher than this and no lower than that, and they keep it in there and the guns just run.
Oh, wow.
And they've got one that would probably be ideal for you called the Staccato C2. You ought to look that up.
I definitely will after this.
I will be happy to introduce you to the Staccato Experience, Chief Experience Director. His name is Tony Pignato. I will hook the two of you up And, maybe you could go out there and you can, I'm sure you can test drive them. You just can't own.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Coming up on the, we got a little bit on the next break. This lady in Florida, is she okay now? I mean, she's.
Yes, she's fine, and her husband is also fine. They ended up getting out completely safe.
The thing about this is that there's a lot of things that go through somebody that when somebody shoots someone, mm-hmm. you relive that a lot.
Oh, for sure.
You relive that a lot, and that can wear on you. And I hope that she, but I mean, with the elderly, which I'm not yet elderly just yet, there, Grace, but I'm in hot pursuit of it. With the elderly, they don't really have a whole lot of options. They're not going to get out there and MMA with somebody.
Yeah, it definitely comes down to your physical ability, and that's definitely not something that everybody can rely on. So. She was definitely very lucky in this situation. I'm glad she got away from this threat.
Well, it takes a lot of presence of mind to pull the weapon up and to maintain your calm enough to. Have you ever heard of something called tachycycia?
No, I haven't.
This is a phenomenon where a lot of people in gunfights seem to get into this. I don't know if this lady got into it or not, but this is where everything seems to slow down. In your perception while that's all going on and everything. So I think it speaks very highly of this lady that she was able to keep the presence of mind to successfully defend herself. But we're coming up on the next break. Grace Stevens is a writer at thetruthaboutguns.com. She is a prolific writer at thetruthaboutguns.com. She is a very interesting, her topics and the way she breaks them down appeals to me. And she is a young lady. And if nothing else, just knowing that somebody like her is out there should give you hope for that generation. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Families are still reeling from a shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, Tuesday that left 19 children and two adults dead. Victor Escalone from the Texas Department of Public Safety provided an update outside the Robb Elementary School and said the investigation is still ongoing and it might take a while for them to get to the bottom of what really happened.
We want to know what happened. Recreate the scene. That takes days. That takes hours. That takes time. A lot of information.
Escalon says the suspect shot his grandmother in the face before driving to the school and killing everyone in a single classroom. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona is pushing back against a call to arm teachers to prevent another massacre like the one that happened in Uvalde. USA Radio News. Gas prices are setting another record. According to AAA, the national average price for regular is now $4.60 a gallon. Regular averaged $4.13 a gallon 1 month ago. Andrew Lipow is the president of Lipow Oil Associates. He believes gas and energy prices will remain high.
We're looking at high gasoline and other energy prices for the foreseeable future. The fact of the matter is that oil demand around the world is continuing to grow while the supply is more difficult to come by.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The nation's economy shrunk more than expected in the first quarter. The government revealed a 1.5% decline in the country's GDP during the first 3 months of the year. It's the worst figure since the second quarter of 2020. Wall Street giving a thumbs up to Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 516 points. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have the pleasure of speaking with writer Grace Stevens from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Does your stuff get reprinted? Does it get? Are you starting to get a little bit of a buzz generated there?
With my articles?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe so, maybe a bit. I'm not 100% sure on how much my information has, my articles have spread at this point.
Well, give it time.
Yeah.
Give it time. I just have this feeling about you. Because some of the stuff you write, like this one, I sort of get. I had an open heart surgery a few years back, and when I recovered from it, I just had this feeling I wanted to go out and do things. And so I became an Uber driver just to have something to do on a Saturday night. And
yeah.
While I was being an Uber driver one night, a couple of cars tried to hem me up and guide me into a blind spot. And when everybody got stopped, I came out and I had a concealed carry weapon, which is against Uber's policy, but Uber wasn't with me that night. It's my car. And they dispersed quickly.
Yeah.
So this article, rideshare driver shoots her police impersonating attacker repeatedly. This happened in Buckhead, Atlanta, which Buckhead is supposed to be a pretty fairly nice area, part of Atlanta. Tell me about this incident.
So as this ride-hailing person, she was driving and she dropped off her previous passenger and then ended up having a random man in a car coming up and trying to block her from leaving after dropping off her passenger. And after she ended up being able to flee, he ended up going and chasing her down the road in his car and ended up causing her to have to crash. And he ended up saying that he was a policeman and he was impersonating a policeman, and she ended up having to defend herself to stop this threat in this case. And she definitely made the right choice of protecting herself, because especially with him chasing her down the road, I don't even understand how this could be interpreted as being almost being impersonated as a cop, because I don't think any police officer would do that kind of thing.
Well, no. I agree with you on that one. Is she still a rideshare driver? Do we know that? Does she get dismissed because she had a gun?
No, I haven't. I'm not 100% sure on if she is still a rideshare driver or not.
Rideshare drivers seem to get targeted because it's sort of like the whole gun-free zone phenomena. Because Uber and Lyft make no secret of the fact that they do not allow their drivers to carry a weapon. They don't want weapons in the car with the driver, and they don't want passengers to have them and all this other stuff. And I have no idea how they're supposed to make that stick. So I guess it's good that these... Yeah.
Yeah, you're largely self-employed as a... or you're nearly self-employed as a rideshare driver. So there's no really way to check on that unless someone that is in your car reports to you for some reason, if they noticed you had weapons. It's the only way that that company would really find out. So it's hard to make that, that rule of their stick, for sure.
So... Now, this one, this particular thing, for young ladies of just about any size, disparity of force exists, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, have you gone and done any events yet where people come up to you and know that you can't carry a gun, but ask you things like, well, when you can, are you going to?
I've definitely experienced that a couple times. I definitely plan on carrying once I'm of age to do so. I've been practicing since I was a kid, so.
Let's see. So by the time you, what is the age in Texas, 21?
I believe so, yes. It should be 21 to actually carry.
Yeah, we definitely got to get you, we got to get you introduced to old, old Tony Pignato there. I think maybe you might need a... I'm going to recommend a... And I have no idea how this is going to go. Grace, don't get all jacked up thinking, oh, Bill's going to help me get this. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do think you do need to meet him. I think this... Well, getting out there and telling you, well, they're right. They're in the same state as you. Of course, Texas is the size of most small continents.
Mm-hmm.
So
Texas is definitely massive.
Yeah, so it's not like you're going to get in your car and just say, well, I'll be back in 15 minutes, ma. So,
yeah.
But I'm going to try to facilitate that with you. But, I mean, would you ever do a job like a rideshare driver?
I've definitely thought about it as a college student, since you can schedule yourself. It definitely comes in handy sometimes to make some extra cash, but I'm not 100% sure if I'd be interested in doing that.
Right. So you're in school now?
Yes, I'm going to college.
And what is going to be your major?
Currently it's early childhood education, and I would like to minor in art.
So you don't plan on being a writer for...
If that's the path it takes me, I would definitely be fine with being a writer. Just currently, I'm interested in being a teacher. I've always had a passion for teaching and educating, and I enjoy it. I've always loved, like, I've worked with younger kids and people just a couple grades below me, and I've always enjoyed directing and help lead people. So that's where I'm going currently, at least.
Well, that's not a bad thing. I you know, being a writer in the gun industry right now, is this the first this little flurry? And you know what? I'm going to ask you about that. I'm going to ask you about this now, and then we'll talk about it in the next segment because we're about to go into the next break. But somebody your age to be here now and to see the anger and the vitriol at people like you who advocate for the carrying of guns, owning of guns, Second Amendment, all this other stuff. First question would be, is this the first time you've actually experienced this? Which I'm sure during the time that you were younger growing up, you may have seen it or seen your mother may have been speaking of it. But also, looking at that, what does that make you think about your chosen vocation right now? Avocation maybe later, but that kind of thing. And I'm just curious about that because I know where I fall down on that one. But I'm always interested to hear from somebody younger than me where they think about this. For those of you that are interested in Grace's work, you need to go to thetruthaboutguns.com. Her name is Grace Stevens. If you have been a reader of The Truth About Guns for a while, her mom is Kat Ainsworth. Her lineage is absolute. And Grace has her own little flair, her own sense of style that it makes a very engaging article. And she's also quite prolific. So, well worth your time to go check that out. If only to see that fresh breath of air. In any event, though, we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm speaking with Grace Stevens. She is a writer at the TruthAboutGuns.com. She's a young person, though, 19 years old. And before we went to break, I asked her what she made of all of this angered vitriol directed at people that advocate for the Second Amendment. When, you know, I'm sure you look at that and say, you know, I had nothing to do with that, you crazy people. What are your thoughts on this kind of stuff when you see this kind of reaction coming?
I think from when I've seen that kind of reaction, especially in people close to me, in school and work, things like that, in previous work, I should say, it definitely, I feel like it comes from misinformation and misunderstanding or kind of grouping in, like, just because you participate in this, you cause this huge event. And it's important to keep in mind that there's always multiple sides to the situation. And from further education, you can understand. But some people are just, they'll never understand. It kind of comes down to how much you're willing to learn and interpret.
And endure. Would you agree
yeah.
with that? And
yeah.
endure. You know, and I'll tell you why I say that, because in my past, when Aurora happened, which you would have been 8 when Aurora happened, because I was reporting on Aurora at the time, I got death threats from the anti-gunner, pro-pacifist people. And, I mean, I actually had people filming my house.
Oh, goodness.
They were trying to intimidate me. The only problem is that, you know, in this topic, I get invited to go train with some of the best people out there. And I do, whenever I get a chance to, go train with some of the best people out there. So this is not like I'm just out here talking about history or just regular politics or something. My topic is very, very narrow and very well defined. So whenever they do that, I'll just put it out. Well, you know, bring it. But don't expect it to be free. But I always am, the thing that always gets me is their default position about always heading for violence. When their reaction is due to violence. They've seen violence perpetrated by a monster, and now they want to go after the regular people. They'd also look at it and say, that was done by a monster. We agree on that. It's just I guess their end product or whatever they think should be the end product is where the issue comes in. What kind of stuff do you get directed at you personally, or do you get anything directed at you personally?
From work, I haven't dealt with a huge amount of any kind of threat at this point of like, oh, you believe this, you're horrible. But I've experienced it growing up, especially through, whether that be through classmates, through coworkers that believe something different if it comes up for some reason, especially as huge world events happen and we're talking about it. And it comes up as like, well, you enjoy this, so you're a horrible person. And I would definitely disagree. I was raised heavily within understanding gun safety and that it is to protect. It's a tool. It's not, it is typically not a use for, it's surely not for violence. It really is the monsters that use that, and we can all agree that they're monsters. I think that people that view you and see you as a horrible person because you agree with, like, oh, we should have firearms around, just haven't had a positive influence around them necessarily, where they've seen them use it as a tool and as a positive thing in their life, and they've only seen what's on the news.
When they see that, though, and see, here's the problem. I was just talking to John Lott about this in the previous hour. Way too many people, your age, my age, way too many people get out there, and if they see it, if they see the headline, that's what they believe. They don't employ critical thinking. They don't get out there and say, well, okay, what's the other side of the story? They simply say, you enabled those children to be killed. Their blood is on your hands. That's what they're coming at you with. And as try as much as I might, sometimes I just wish they would go ahead and default to the violence that they're trying to telegraph. That's a very bad thing for me to be that. That's bad for me to be that way, though. It's bad for me to be that way there, Grace. But, I mean, as far as the rest of it, though, I mean, and here's the thing that bothers me about it, though. So, if they're out there and they're advocating that you, Grace Stevens, and I have seen a picture, I've seen a head and shoulders shot of you. You don't strike me as a big, imposing figure. But if
no,
they look at
I
you and they say,
so.
Yeah, so you're Grace Stevens, but you're a Nazi. And you're a baby killer.
Okay.
And you're this and you're that. And you enabled this, and you're because of this, this happened. Because you advocate for this, this happens. The question we then have to ask, because we understand that we have to be our own first responders, is that if they really believe that, if somebody really believes that, then some people are going to do something about it. Like in Alexandria, Virginia, when James Hodkins and the Bernie bro got out there, and, you know, Bernie Sanders was out there saying, Republicans are this or Republicans are that. So he got an SKS and decided to go to the softball practice and try to kill as many Republicans as he can, except he Steve Scalise was there, and he was the House whip, so he had a security detail. And they engaged that guy and killed him. But he believed what he heard on the news and coming out of the faces of some of these politicians. And that's where my problem comes when I see some of the stuff that they're saying and all these other things that they're putting out there, because some people are going to believe that. You ever thought about that?
Oh, yeah. People will take things as they see it. Just the first headline they see, they won't research further, and it's really important to put more thought into what you're reading.
When you point that out to them, or if you ever get a chance to point that out to them, if you do, what do they tell you?
They're like, oh, no, I like this one, or, oh, no, it's true because I found it on the news. It's on my feed. It was on this. It's from this person I trust. They're like, do more research, for sure.
Well, we're going to, let's see, what time is it? Well, we got a little bit more time. So from here, how long are you going to write as long as you go to school?
Yeah, I definitely plan on it, and if I end up riding for longer than that, I'm completely fine with it. I definitely enjoy it.
Well, you certainly have a taste for it, I'll tell you that. You have a style. If this is the way you're riding at this age, as you continue to gain experience and seasoning and all the other stuff that comes along with, what I'm saying is as you get older, I'm sure you're only going to get better because you seem to have a very, very good foundation.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm impressed. I'm curious because I've interviewed your mom before, but I lost track of her. She's at Legal Shield now?
U.S. Law Shield, yes.
Law Shield, okay. All right. Well, give her my regards. I have not seen her. I think I saw her last at the Aero Precision booth at SHOT Show.
Right.
So give her my regards, and maybe one day I'll actually go to an event again, and maybe you'll go to an event, and we could pose for a selfie. I'm always looking to enhance my Instagram presence.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
And thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Grace Stevens, young, up-and-coming writer from thetruthaboutguns.com, 19 years old. Such a tender age to understand the world in which we live in, and that, you know, maybe when she gets to be my age and I'm gone, maybe she and her colleagues will have made this world a saner place. Well, we can only hope. Coming up next is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.